Shalom, and this is Billy Brim and Shelley, and we're at Yom HaMelech, which is in the Bible, the Salt Sea, and of course, we call it usually the Dead Sea. It's a beautiful 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're looking across that beautiful Salt Sea and over into the peak purple mountains of Moab, which is present-day Jordan. And of course, I wrote in my blog that I can't come down to this part of the world without thinking about all the things and reading about, we always read about in the scriptures, what happened down here. And this is the lowest place on earth because it's the place of Sodom, the place of Gomorrah, and Sodom, actually. And I was reading about it, and I put it in my blog. The Arscroll's translation makes it so clear that the sin of Sodom cried out. And we know what that sin was. It was sodomizing. It was sexual sin. And I just have to think about, you know, some of the things that are going on. And I had to pray for our country and repent and ask for a real repentance. And even our own elections were so much of it has to do with such things. And we watched, of course. We weren't able to, we don't get all the television here that you get there to watch the coverage. And, of course, the hours are different. But as much as we could, I watched online. And let's just thank the Lord that we have freedom. And let's thank him right now for those elections. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we just want to thank you for the freedom in the United States of America to go to the polls and to vote. Oh, Holy Father, we know in the name above all names that our form of government is the best form of government. It's when you have a righteous king, the King of Kings. But, oh, Lord, this government that you've helped our forefathers to install has worked, and it is working. And we want to thank you for it and the right to vote. And we thank you for the good people, Holy Father, that we have, and for how some of the elections turned out, Father. And we do thank you for strengthening our president's hand. We thank you for him. And we thank you for strengthening that hand in the Senate. We thank you for the conservative judges that we're going to have. We praise you for them and give you glory for them. And Holy Father, in the name above all names, our country has known a split. It's known a divide. And, oh, dearest one, I know that the hearts of men and women on both sides don't want to see our nation divided. We lift up this nation to you and lift up to you your healing hand. You are the only one who can do it. In the name above all names, we do pray that Librosanda for those Ishtion and the Mahaladino, we pray for those that are coming into office, and we pray to keep them clear from the influence of Satan upon their lives, but that they Ishano Morabasito can serve you and Ikalabrasco to Donjende without that influence coming upon them so. Father, we just praise you and give you glory. One of the ways that I watch what's going on is with my laptop computer. And on Fox News, I punched on politics. And what do you know? They had a breakfast session down at where Shelley and I have been eating for years. My family have been eating for years. My parents at the farmhouse on the in Old Branson. And there was Peter Ducey from Fox, and he was interviewing people at breakfast. So if you want to see where we eat, and the first lady was he said, how do you have ice cream for breakfast? And she said, well, I heard about this blackberry cobbler, and I decided I'd have it today. So anyway, it's right next door to our one token Jew. She has a shop right next door to it. Miriam, if you were at our autumn assembly. Here in the land, of course, in reading the newspapers, here's what I'm picking up, and here's what I'm seeing. Bibi Netanyahu, of course, is so strongly for Trump, and for what has happened with the sanctions on Iran. Oh, they're so thankful for that. They're thankful that the embassy was moved, and thankful that the we put some teeth into the sanctions. And it was funny watching the Iranian mullah say to the United Nations, we're going to punish America once and for all, and it doesn't look like he has a strong hand to do so. Some of my friends, maybe Barbara Joy is on here, she sent me a report that they are suspecting Iran and others to cause some troubles. But an interesting side note, Iran has been hit by a virus. You remember when they had Stuxnet and it took out their centrifuges? Well, now this virus, which has hit Iran, has stopped a lot of things. But they say they're right on top of it and that they discovered it. But they're sure for sure that it came from the Satans, you know, America and Israel. But for one thing about it, they're probably more hampered than we know. And we're just thankful to God for all the ways that he has for protecting this nation, this little nation right here in an island surrounded by enemies, just surrounded. But God has kept them. He said he would bring them home, and he has done it. One of our friends that we've met lately is Michael Oren, and he has a wonderful testimony. Shelley and I have gotten to hear him give it personally in a small group of people. He was the former ambassador from America to America, and now he is in the government of Bibi Netanyahu. It's a very close to him advisor, and he's very understands very much the politics of Mr. Trump and those who would bless Israel. Now, he said it again in the paper. I heard him say it personally, and then he said it again, and it's reported in the Jerusalem Post today. He said, my American family, however, doesn't see things like I do. And there is a concern that is arising in America. It's full in the newspapers today, in the Jerusalem Post, and it is a concern over growing anti-Semitism. The Pittsburgh shooting had so much to do with it. And even though that man was a nutcase and had been a nutcase for years and years and years, somehow people have been able to say, well, hey, here, he was Trump. He had Trump stickers. But we want to know about anti-Semitism, and it's growing. Evidently, it's growing in America. I didn't really realize that until I and I don't think it's astronomically big, but we don't want it at all. And some of the what really got me, what really saddened me, was I saw that some ads, political ads, had been taken out and where they had Jewish opponents, and they were showing those Jewish opponents with wads of cash in their hands. Well, that's an old thing that goes back to Europe. It's an old conspiracy theory. You know, maybe have you ever heard of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion? That is a book that Hitler subscribed to and many others. And it said that there were these Jewish people who were controlling everything, and they had plans to take over the world. Actually, it was supposed to have been minutes of their meetings. But actually, that Protocols of the Elders of Zion was produced by the Tsar of Russia. The Tsar of Russia had it produced because in Russia, where the Tsars have everything and the people didn't have anything, when something happened, Tsarist Russians, the Tsars, would cause a pogrom to come. They'd come to a town, they'd burn it down, and you saw Fiddler on the Roof. And, of course, many Russians, many Jews left. But these conspiracy theories feed anti-Semitism. And so we don't want anything to do with that. Now, what can we do about it? Here's what we can do about it. In the papers today, you know, I was reading, and it said, why anti-Semitism? Why are they against us? Da-da-da-da. Well, Shelley and I driving down here with our driver, whom we know very well, he drove us from the airport down here to the Dead Sea. And why is it they always want to know? Well, the why is it's Satan. It is Satan. There is a Satan, and he wants to stir it up. I absolutely believe that knowing that it was before the elections and knowing that he had this nut that he could move through, he instigated that man to go down to that synagogue and shoot those people to stir up whatever he could. Satan himself. So what can we do about it? You on this line know how to use your authority, the authority of the believer. If you live in a place that has a large Jewish population, that's one of the demons you need to control. You need to not allow happen to operate in your habitational authority. Let's say you live in Pittsburgh. Let's say, now we had an autumn assembly, and we have one Jewish lady. She has a business right next door to that. If you go online and you see that farmer's restaurant, that's her shop right next door. So Shelley was interviewing her at autumn assembly. Miriam is her name. And we said, Miriam, how much of the Jewish population do we have here? And she said, at our meeting tonight, how much do we have? She said, 100%. Our population is one Jewish lady. So we don't have a large contingency, but if you live in Pittsburgh, if you live in wherever there is, you keep those spirits from working in your area, and you can keep them from working through people. You have authority. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you can sit up there in your seat and you can say, and the other things that you say in the morning when you're taking authority, and you tell the devil what he cannot do, and you tell him he cannot bother you and your children and your good works that God has ordained you should walk in. You can say, and you anti-Semitic devils, I am not going to let you operate in my neighborhood. You're not going to operate in my city. And so whoever they're down through operating, it's wrong, and it's a terrible thing. But we, if this is something that's growing, the only people that can stop it are you who have the authority of the believer. Now, I saw then in reading the Jerusalem Post and seeing that people in America are a little bit shaken. Of course they're shaken after this thing. Now, Shelley and I have been invited by Mrs. Hagee, Mrs. John Hagee. She invited Cheryl Morrison, and Shelley and I are here, and Cherie and Mrs. Hagee, that's four Christian women. And then we're going to be joining a group that's coming from America called Jewish Women's Renaissance Project. And as I understand it, what they do is they bring Jewish moms from America who have never been here. I think someone finances it. I think they pay their way. And then they take them through a program while they're here. Of course, they're going to see some things. Imagine you're Jewish, and you come to Israel, the land of the Bible, for the first time. And so, of course, they're going to see things that are just going to stir them. And they're going to have lectures. Now, we've been invited to accompany them, not on every tour we probably won't go on, but we're going to hear the lectures, and they want to know what we think about them, and maybe we could put together something between Jewish women and Christian women. But here's what I'm thinking. These women, as Shelley and I go among them now, they're going to have been affected by that synagogue shooting. They're going to have been affected by what some people are stirring up and saying, you know, that anti-Semitism is on the rise. So I want you to pray about it, and we're going to pray about it right now, about our Father, in the name above all names. I know we're here because you sent this. And you put it upon Mrs. Hagee's heart to invite us. And Father, you know that I know and that we know that Israel, the land and its people, are the apples of your eye. Holy Father, I just do pray that we will exemplify you, that we will, you told me years ago, I'm going to place you close to the Jews so that they can know your love and see your power. Oh, Father, help us and help them to receive our love. Help them, Father, to Labaracito. You've done so much, Father. You've done so much. Oh, I'm just thinking, Father, how different it is than it was in 1986 when I first began this journey. How you have moved upon hearts and you have brought people together. And, oh, Holy Father, you're working your plan. We're just a little part of it. But we pray for our part. And in the name above all names, Father, every place we go, it'll be safe. Every place we go. You, of course, are in us and with us, and we thank you so much for it. And we ask you, Father, to Father, the body of Christ in the name above all names, in the name above all names, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand. You put all things under his feet and gave him head to a body, head over all things, to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who are slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. And now, Father, teach us how. Teach us how to keep that ugly anti-Semitic spirit from operating in our areas of dominion. In the name above all names. Teach us how. Teach us how. Everyone on this line of prayers, Lord. Teach us exactly how to rule and reign as we never have done before. Increasing and growing in our knowledge of it, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you for it. In the name above all names. We praise you. Ronnie Levy came and had breakfast with Shelley and me yesterday. And so he explained to us where the project is. Some wording came back that he questioned a little bit, but now we've on a contract we need to sign. But now that's being settled, and we should be just days away from getting the number that we need, a file number. And after that file number, then, it's just you apply for the building permit. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do say that the time, dear Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and everybody on this line, I'm asking you to agree with me that the time that they say it will be, that the slowness of the bureaucracy will not be. And this number is coming this very week. And after that, that building permit is on its way, and we begin in Jesus' name, in the name above all names. I thank you for it, and that's the way it is, and that's the way we're having it, period. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for me, too, while I'm here. I come to this place because it's a wonderful place. It's a marvelous place, and we enjoy it so much. But, oh, my goodness, I guess it's been 55 years ago, psoriasis
something called psoriasis started to happen in my body, and it really got pretty bad. And then I discovered Yom HaMelech, the salt sea. And this place, it's the lowest place on earth. What helps psoriasis is the sun. And because this is the lowest place on earth, you can be in the sun here for up to 5 hours a day without it hurting you. And so I'm here, and my skin had been really under control for a long, long time, and then it started acting up recently. So I'm here, and I'm going to the rooftop every day, all of these hotels down here. Much, much healing is here. All kinds of healing in the sea waters. There's people that come here from everywhere. There's hotels on both sides. There's hotels on this side, which is Israel, and you look just right across the way over there, and you see hotels on the Jordanian side. And the reason is people come here because this is a place of healing. The sun for psoriasis, the sea for any number of things, rheumatism, arthritis. You see soldiers down here that are taking treatments. And once I said to the Lord as I was lying in the sun, "Oh, Lord, I see these people come. I see some of them almost crippled with something called psoriatic arthritis. And then they leave and they're walking." And so other things. And he said to me, "This is a sign to the world that even in judgment, there is mercy. In judgment, there is healing. And this place that was judged and now is the lowest place on earth is a place of healing, a place of divine healing." It's just amazing. I haven't been here that many days. And just to watch my skin clear up right before your eyes, it's an amazing thing. So our God is a wonderful God, marvelous. But while I'm here, I'm working on the school. We have a school, 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. And, oh, my goodness, when you come down here to the place of the prophets, whew, the prophets and the prophetic utterances just leap out at you. So I want you to pray for me if you think about it. Just say, "Heavenly Father, I surround Billy with faith and love, and I'm praying for her that she'll get your mind and she'll get exactly what you want for those first lessons." We're having our class. It'll begin. I think it's full, but it's going to begin in Branson, and there we'll be teaching. I'll have a desk and an apple and a blackboard, and we're going to be having these are going to be recorded, and as soon as we have a goodly number of them, I've forgotten how many class hours it is, they're going to be online, available online. So I'm thrilled about it and happy about it. And of course, it's a great place here in the land of the prophets to work on it. And so I thank you for your prayers as you pray for me and pray for, oh my goodness, back at home. I just want to say thank you for all of you who keep us going. You know, of course, this is not something that we're going to have honorariums coming in, but you partners who are there and with your blessings and keep that place at home going. How wonderful it is that I can come here and just rest in God and His provision through you. I just thank you so much for it. The Hagees are paying my way here, but we're paying Shelley's, and it's not inexpensive to come here. But I'm just believing that all of that for her will come in even while we're gone. And we're just thanking God for that. Bless the Lord. Of course, you know that my daughter Brenda, how thankful I am for her. And she has that prayer going at noon on Wednesdays. And then Sunday at 3, that one is not online. But you can get the noon prayer today online. And I'm telling you that, Brenda, she knows how to go out there in prayer. So I pray for all of them. I want you, Father, in the name above all names, I just lift up Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. While we're gone, Lord, I just thank you for those praying people that come out there and pray. I just thank you, Father, for the offerings and for the keep us going. I'm just so thankful, dear Father, for the faithful people, the ones who work there with us for you. They're working for you, and they're working with us. I'm so thankful for them. I'm so thankful for the glorious church fellowship. And, oh, Father, I just praise you and give you glory. You're so good to give us these avenues of sharing you, of sharing Jesus. We're just so very thankful. And, dear Father, I thank you now. As my dear ones on this line begin this day, may they have a day that they know God and know God's presence and know his very, may you come upon them, Father, and they say, oh my, that's the Lord. And then, Father, we're closing out our day here. All over the world, people are in different times. Time is a relative thing, but we're thank you. You're the God of eternity, and we praise you for that tonight, Father. In Jesus' holy name, may you be blessed and walk in his blessings. May God's richest and best be yours. And we will be back online with you next Wednesday. I didn't know if it would work, and it did work. So it seems a pretty, we'll be in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So next call is from Jerusalem. So God bless. Shalom, shalom.